The Black Ice by Michael Connelly.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
This is for Linda McCaleb Connolly. 1. The smoke carried up from the Cahuenga Pass and flattened beneath a layer of cool crossing air. From where Harry Bosch watched, the smoke looked like a gray anvil rising up the pass. The late afternoon sun gave the gray a pinkish tint at its highest point, tapering down to deep black at its root, which was a brush fire moving up the hillside on the east side of the cut. He switched his scanner to the Los Angeles County Mutual Aid frequency and listened as firefighter battalion chiefs reported to a command post that 9 houses were already gone on one street and those on the next street were in the path. The fire was moving toward the open hillsides of Griffith Park, where it might make a run for hours before being controlled. Harry could hear the desperation in the voices of the men on the scanner. Bosch watched the squadron of helicopters, like dragonflies from this distance, dodging in and out of the smoke, dropping their payloads of water and pink fire retardant on burning homes and trees. It reminded him of the dust-offs in Vietnam, the noise, the uncertain bobbing and weaving of the overburdened craft. He saw the water crushing through flaming roofs and steam immediately rising. He looked away from the fire and down into the dried brush that carpeted the hillside and surrounded the pylons that held his own home.